In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists to predict, after stepping on President Obama's same-sex marriage announcement, what will be the next surprise Vice President Biden ruins. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Pimsleur language programs, offering tools to record an answering machine greeting in 45 languages. Learn more at Pimsleur.com. The Poetry Foundation, celebrating 100 years of Poetry Magazine, online at poetryfoundation.org. And the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children, both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager is Jessica McLeod. Our intern is good old Kate Casey. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Mohammed Mal. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Litterman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what surprise will Biden blow next? Tom Baudet.
He gets out over his skis on this Mother's Day thing and tells Michelle she's just going to love the necklace Brock and the girls got her for Sunday.
Amy Dickinson.
Next week at the John Edwards trial, Joe Biden will reveal that he is really the father of Raelle Hunter's child.
And Mo Rocca.
Those who think Biden can't keep a secret will be shocked to learn that he is the double agent underwear bomber.
And if Joe Biden ruins any of those surprises, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Tom Baudet, Amy Dickinson, and Mo Rocca. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week.
This is NPR.